Step out of the shadows and into your sunshine. For generations, we have been limited by what society, colleagues, family members, spouses, and friends think that we should be or become. Slowly, we are molded into their best version of us. One day, we look in the mirror and wonder how we became so far removed from our inner light. These are the stories of powerful women and men who broke their chains and embraced their true purpose. They authentically share their most vulnerable moments and how they found the strength to step into their sunshine. Join us as we share our journeys toward breaking the chain of societal expectations for women and men around the globe.
Come and join La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience in Mazet-Saint-Bois, France, taking place May the 13th through the 16th of May 2025. This event includes immersive holistic workshops ran by experts in their field. Are you tired of feeling fatigue, lacking energy, or desire to go after your dreams? This event is for you. Regain your spiritual, emotional, physical, mental power by being there. And every moment of the event is an opportunity, is an invitation to thrive and regain your power and your health. Visit www.rachelcoudronevents.com for more information.
Hello, welcome back to season four of Step Into Your Sunshine, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Coudron, the mind behind La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience, taking place May the 13th through the 16th of 2025. This season, I am featuring all of the practitioners that are going to be at the event. This is really exciting. So you guys can get to know them and hear their stories. So today I have a beautiful, hilarious, and such a vibrant person with me, and I would love for her to introduce herself.
Hi, thank you so much, Rachel. I'm so excited. My name is Carrie Denny. I am a massage therapist. I work with essential oils and wellness products, and I also teach Zumba fitness. So that's a little bit about me. I'm based in Ireland. I grew up in California, and I cannot wait for this event.
Ooh, I love your energy. I just want to match it. So, Carrie, the first thing I want to ask you is how did you get to where you are? What inspired you to go down this path? What tell us part of your business journey?
Part of my business journey. So it all kind of happened by accident. I did all the things I thought you're supposed to do. You go to school and you go to college and you go and you get yourself a job. And there I was in an office going, this cannot be what everybody works so hard to get to, right? And so one day I actually pulled out the phone book and I just called all the massage schools in the area and had them send me information. This is like slow internet when you have to make phone calls and people actually have to mail you information. And I looked at one massage school. I quit my job and I started massage school. I was like, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. And it was that I was that sure. It was that simple. It was the first time in my life that something was like sort of smacked me upside the head with like, this isn't next. And I was like, okay. And just followed that, and I have landed on my feet. I have, some people say falling forward. What do people say? Success falling forward. So it was never my intention, like set out a business plan and really I need to change the direction in my life. I was just like, this is it, and here we go. And I went. And the first day of massage school, I that overwhelming like intuitive feeling of this is what I'm going to do now for the rest of my life. This is fantastic. And I didn't feel like, I still don't feel like I have any like business sense. Like I do stuff. And anyway, we get there in the end. So that was really the one of the first times that my intuition was so strong, leading me in a direction. And I trusted it. Now, over the last 27 years or something, I have felt those intuitive pulls and maybe not followed it. And then something has happened that was less desirable. And so I have really learned to check in with that intuition and check in. And if my intuition is telling me that's not the direction to go, that's not the thing to do, that's not the thing to say yes to, then I don't do it. You know, for whatever, Rachel and I have actually had these conversations before of whatever your brain is trying to tell you, you know, of like, oh, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, or you should do it. It's very, very sensible. And, you know, that's great. You know, pros and cons, check in with the intuition and then go for that. So that's really like that first push into how I started on this path of learning about natural wellness, following your intuition, introducing essential oils and, you know, massage therapy, and how to help people that way, because so often people would come in and it's something they've never even thought about, never even tried, when, you know, you're dragging around a sore leg for so long and you're just like, ah, sure, it's fine. It's like, but you can get help. It could be better. It could be different. You know, you don't have to be stuck in an office. It could be different. So I feel like that's really what pushes me in my business, and to help, just help myself and help other people see we could do it a little bit different. And that does not mean, you know, I just had a big operation. It doesn't mean I don't go to the doctor. It means that we have lots of options and to use all those options.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I think that's really important. The last thing that you just said, when you're talking about different options and that things could be different, because so many people, myself included, especially at the beginning of my journey, I just believe that there was only one option. You go to the doctor, they tell you what to do, they tell you what to take, they tell you how to operate, you do the thing, and you feel better. And except for those times when you don't feel better, or things linger, or that you have side effects, or something changes, and then you go back to the doctor and then they kind of look at you like, no, there's no side effects of this. This doesn't exist. This didn't happen. And then you start to get second guess your own thoughts, your own intuition. But it's like, but I wasn't having this beforehand and now I do. And the only thing that's different is that I've taken this. And when you talk about things being different, I think this is really important for people to hear. Is you mentioned like the pain in your leg and it's been sore for, I don't know, 5 months, 1 year, you know, it happens in the summer, happens in the fall, winter, whatever the thing is, it's happened all your life. And so many people, if it's not pressing, life-threatening, or causing you to not be able to function, they just sort of push it under the mat. Oh, there's a little bit of an ache. Yeah, but if I get up and walk around, it's better. And it's just slightly affecting my sleep. But in the day, it's okay. So I can, you know, I can handle having a broken up sleep because I don't really have time to go to the doctor. Or I don't have time to use anything else. Or they don't know that they don't have the knowledge to be able to turn to an alternative option. And so I want to ask you, when and how did you start combining the two? You mentioned essential oils, you've mentioned massage. How did you know that it would be best to combine them?
So I know when I started massage, people would come to me and, oh, you should add shakes and supplements and you should add this to your business and this is great for your business, goes great with your business. And I'm like, whoa, like my massage is fantastic. Let me just pat myself on the back there. And I just wanted to keep it that way. The time that my clients and I had together, and I would see them over, you know, week after week after week. And, you know, that was our healing time together. And I didn't want to taint that with anything else. And then a friend came by my office and she was like, oh, you know, have you seen these? And I was like, oh, I might've seen them around. And she always smelled fantastic. And I was like, what is going on? Because you just smell amazing. These are so amazing. And I'm really sensitive to perfumes and hairsprays and things like that because of the chemicals that are in those things. And so I've always just stayed away from those kind. You know, I'd have a little bit of perfume here and there, but not really. And somebody walks past you and you can smell them anyway. I was like, okay, I'll give these a try. Let me see how these are. And I was blown away from the first time that I used them, how effective it was for me and how, and right away, like one drop, just how it felt and how effective it was just with one drop. And then I was like, oh, you know, that's nice. And I was going around, I'd be here, there, and everywhere. And I kept seeing the brand and I kept seeing, you know, and I was like, okay, I was just telling you about my intuition. I'm like, okay, I will try them. I'll get them. I'll give them a whirl. So I got them for myself and I thought, oh, that'd be nice. And I'll try them on my clients and just see how it goes. And so here are these clients that I've been seeing for years. I added the oils, one oil, two oils, and they're just like, oh my gosh, that was the most amazing massage I have ever had. And I was like, wow, great testament for the oils. What have I been doing all this time? Like with all this pressure and all this work I've been doing, I could have put the oils and just melted that muscle tissue and melted that stress away. So I was like, sold. I'm going to keep using these oils, just how they can balance and, you know, like I said, melt that tension away and melt that stress away.
Thank you so much. And for all of you listeners, is Carrie is the one that got me sold on essential oils as well. And they really have made such a difference in my house and in my daughter. And my husband was definitely one of those people was like, I don't know about essential oils. He had a lot of skepticism and he really thought it was just kind of like, this is like a phase. This is just a trend. And so I just like ignored everything that he thought and said. And I just continued to diffuse them in the house. And then one night he was congested. And he was like, so he goes over to my essential oils. He's like, Rachel, which one should I use? Because I'm feeling congested. And I was like, oh, well, we can move it into the room tonight and diffuse some peppermint while you're sleeping. And that'll probably help you quite a lot. And he's like, okay. So he takes it up. And the next day he's like, yeah, I think it helped. And ever since then, he's been quite a fan. And so even on the days that I'm feeling really stressed and I haven't put on the diffuser yet, he'll come home from work and he'll like wrap one and put it in the diffuser now. And I'm like, and he just really has taken on essential oils and their usages. And he knows that I always bring my little pack with me wherever I go. And so if he's having like a headache or he's having something, he's like, hey, can you give me this? And even on the times when he's not as accepting and I can feel his stress kind of building, then I'll just get one on and like he'll be driving and I'll rub it on his neck. And he's like, okay, all right, yeah. But then the tension of the car kind of goes down. Yeah. And so for me, I've had only wonderful and positive experiences with the essential oil. And I know that having a massage with essential oils just sounds absolutely blissful to me.
My question was the same, you know, because I'd been using them for a while before we met. And then, you know, he's the biggest skeptic, you know, and I was just like, oh, whatever, you know, I just have them, I use them. And then same, it was the same that I would just be using them around. And he's like, what do you have for this? And I'm like, oh, you can use this. Now he just goes and gets the oils. He makes his own beard oil. We use the body wash. We put the oils in the body wash. So he uses that every day. He's having a leg thing right now and he wasn't using the oils. And so he's like, oh geez, I forgot to put the oils on. And now he's been doing it morning and night and that pain has gone away now. And it's that immediate of, I forgot to put it on this morning and I was suffering all day. So as soon as he gets home from work, he puts that on his leg and then And he's like, oh, 5 minutes later, he's like, okay, that's better, because it's reducing the inflammation. It's healing that tissue. So it's, we use them for everything. And as we might talk about, not all essential oils are created equal. So this isn't just a blanket statement for all essential oils. There is one brand that is tested and trusted and consistently useful. So, tangent.
Thank you so much, Carrie. So I want to ask you, what services will you be offering at La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience?
Yes. So I love to get my hands on people and have them experience the essential oils. So my individual offering, you'll come in to see me during the event, and we will do this. It's called the Aroma Touch Technique. So it is a series of 8 essential oils that's applied to the back in a specific way. So it's a massage type of service where you lay down on a table or a plinth. And it's really, really amazing. I'm like thinking about it right now. It's like, oh, it's so good. It's so nice.
Ooh, that sounds quite tantalizing. I'm thinking like oils on my back and massage, a nice relaxing time. Because at this event, we want to make sure that all the attendees are being taken care of. And one essential theme for all the activities is that they're all holistic and they're all for bettering your well-being and teaching you, empowering you how to take care of yourself, how to take back your life, how to take back your power, how to take back your health. And so this is a really easy way to start taking back your power, using essential oils, getting a massage, seeing in real time how these oils and massage can increase your vitality, increase your joy, increase your energy, and reduce your stress and your anxiety.
Yes. And oftentimes we get into these habits or patterns of, I wake up, I'm stressed because I have all these things to do, and I'm going in and I keep busy. Kind of out of habit, but also that you haven't had the practice. Like, it took me a bit to the practice of, it's okay, I don't have to try to control everything. It's okay, I don't have to be the one running around doing all of these things and putting all that pressure and stress on myself. I can be busy and I can run around and I can, you know, and make sure everybody's, but also I have to take care of myself. And you'll see when you come to the event and take this time out for yourself, how much more fulfilling, like even running around and feeling crazy, like how much more fulfilling that could be, how you can do it differently. You take this time out, because I would have clients say, oh, I just don't have time to relax. Or I feel like the only thing that's holding me together is stress. Like, no, 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 no. You will not fall apart if you take some time for yourself. You won't, I promise. And when you are more relaxed and vitality, I love that word, how you can get so much more accomplished without feeling crazy.
And that's so important, because that was 1000% me beforehand. Is I really believe that I was producing the best version, the most effective version of myself before I went on my healing journey, when I was stressed to the max every day. I was like, look at all these things I've done. Look at all this stuff that's I've been accomplished this week, and all the places I've been, you know, all the lack of sleep I've had, but all the other things that have been done. And now looking back on that, I was full of my own nonsense, really, because I didn't realize what was happening to my body. You know, things were happening because it was demanded of me, and I stressed myself out to ensure that those things happened. But the results of being that person was that my body fell completely apart. I was in my mid-20s and I couldn't walk up the stairs of my house. And every day, because I taught on the second floor of an elementary school, and I had to walk up and downstairs with my students because I couldn't leave them on their own. They're too young. It was irresponsible. Then I would come home and I would cry every single night because of the amount of pain that I was in. And So I know that person because I was that person and that really believed the idea that stress held me together. And for all of you that are listening, if you're that person, I know that intimately, and I can tell you that there's a better version of you that's waiting. You just need the resources, the education, and the time to learn about them and then integrate them into your life.
That's what I'm most looking forward to, is that time to integrate these things. 'Cause you can come, oh, I go to a yoga class, or yeah, I talked about this once, but coming to the event and really being immersed in it. And it's for you. It's for you. It's to experience all these different things and go, yes, th this is something that I can take home and that will work for me. This is something that works immediately. Like, imagine at the end of that kind of painful, stressful day that you had something that you could put in the bath, that your husband could apply those oils to you when you got home, or that you could sit down on the bed and apply to the bottoms of your feet. That, wow, you wouldn't have been crying every night. Like, oh my gosh, my heart is breaking a little bit right now.
I mean, but I remember so clearly because that was me, and I didn't have any resources. I didn't have any techniques. I was completely without any knowledge of the holistic world because for me, I was doing what I thought I should be doing, which was going down the traditional route, seeing all the doctors, taking whatever pills and medications they gave me. I was going to physical therapy. I was doing every single thing that I thought I should be doing. And yet I still came home every night and cried. I still experienced level 10 pain every single day. And I know that so intimately. It is 1000% the driving force behind this event was because when this idea came to me, and I fought back with my intuition about whether it should be me that was leading this event. The message that came crystal clear to me was that you never want people to suffer and struggle the way that you did. And for me, that's really the essence of this event, is by providing you with so many different modalities that you can come and experience and immerse yourself in, and then leave having all these new resources and education and knowledge to implement into your life is the purpose of the event, is my sole purpose for hosting the event, is that if I can help even just one of you change the course of your life, change the amount of pain that you're experiencing in your life, rewrite your story, then my whole purpose is fulfilled.
Yay.
Carrie, I want to ask you also what group services. So we talked about your individual services you'll be offering. What are the group services that you'll be offering that people can experience?
For the group offering, it'll be another opportunity to experience the oils. I love integrating movement, A, in everything that I do. I just love, doing the massage, but also because that brings up stuff that you might still have to, might bring up emotions and pain and stories, that the best way to integrate them and move that through is through movement. So hopefully we'll still be starting with a little bit of Zumba fitness in the morning. So we'll get up and get our blood pumping, just enough to get moving, not super, super intense. It's for everybody, two left feet. No experience required. So we're going to have fun getting started in the mornings, and then or in the evenings, whatever. And then for my group class, we're going to experience the essential oils, and then we're going to talk about the energy centers in our body, which are called chakras, and everybody has them. And a lot of people believe that if they get blocked, that's where you have pain and discomfort and things. And so we're going to talk about those chakra centers, and I have specific oils to go with those chakras to help enhance their vitality and move the energy through. So that's going to be really fun. So we'll get a really, really fun way to use the oils and to experience them in our bodies in a full and complete way.
Oh, that sounds really exciting and quite interesting in a sense of like, oh, we're going to be moving. We're going to talk about chakras and also some education. If you've never heard of the word chakra, if you have no idea about energy in your body, then this will be a great time to even learn about those and coupling that understanding with the oils and how they can be unlocked or how they could be blocked. And then applying the oil can unlock them and unlock the energy and how that could affect your life. So that will be very amazing,
Yeah,
Carrie.
like a moving meditation. That's how I always sort of
A
think, like
movie.
meditation. We can meditate anywhere, anyhow. We do not have to sit on a mountaintop. So even when you're washing dishes or doing some rote activities, you can be meditating. And so that's another thing. When we're moving, it's also time to reflect inwards.
I think that's really important because you never know what's lying there if you just take the time to listen to yourself, listen to your intuition, like you mentioned at the beginning, listen to what your body is trying to tell you. You know, it's about silencing the noise of what everyone else in society is trying to tell you and actually listen to what do you want? What is your body telling you is important? Giving yourselves time and space to actually breathe and think. Because for me, I think of myself in a sense of being a mother, and every day, especially in the summer, I am like my daughter who's 5 coming in asking me 104 questions in the morning. And then, you know, wanting to go here, wanting to go this, needing 75 snacks. And then like trying to take her places so she's not just at the house all day, you know, trying to be like super mom and then making lunch when my husband comes home and trying to do all these things. And then at, like it comes to the end of the day and my husband, he gets up quite a bit earlier than I do. In a general sense. And so he's like, oh, it's, you know, let's go to bed. And I'm like, buddy, I haven't had any time at all for myself. Like, I have to like calm down from all this. And that is my time when it's like, okay, now nobody needs me. Now nobody is speaking to me or asking me 75 questions or expecting things out of me. And so for me, that sounds so incredibly enticing. It's like, oh, this is me time. This is time to go internal to actually listen. What is Rachel saying? Like, what do I actually want rather than what everybody wants from me? And just like the calm, you know, the shoulders coming down and be like, okay, body, what are you saying? Like, are you hurting? Because I've ignored you the whole day because I've been trying to take care of my child and everybody else who needs me in different variety of ways. And it's like, oh, you're hurting. Well, now it's time to go and like get in my essential oils or do some diffusing or put something on my feet before I go to bed so it can actually relax. And so if you are this person, if I'm speaking to you, whether you're a father or your mother, and you just have that kind of ball of stress or like ball of to-dos the whole day, then I can 100% relate to you. And this is time that I know I would need. And I cannot wait to actually personally attend this session because I need that time to kind of like relax and be like, oh yeah, here I am. This is, hi, Rachel. Welcome back to the world. Welcome back to being front and center of taking care of myself and listening to my body. And so I want to encourage all of you that if that's you, I know that life and you are welcomed here and you're encouraged to come.
Amazing. Yes, I love that when just returning to yourself and oh, checking in.
1000%. So I want to ask you, Carrie, what can attendees expect from attending a session with you? So you walk them through the process. If they came, you know, maybe feeling a certain way beforehand, and then you talked about your group session and so things that you go through, tell us a little bit more about that and then how they may feel afterwards.
Yeah, so you might be feeling unsure. You might be feeling a little stressed because probably you traveled to the event. Maybe you've come on your own. You don't necessarily know people. I want to welcome you 100% into the session where you will feel at home, where you will feel like yourself, where you will feel comfortable and free to express yourself. We're going to do an anointing. So I have an oil blend that we will anoint to just really get you focused into what we're going to do. And then we're going to talk about the oils and the chakras, the energy centers, like I said. And you are free to move however you want to move. So if that's sitting in a chair, if that's standing still, if that's swaying all over the place, that is entirely up to you. It is a judgment-free space. And I hope that we can feel like a community where we're all safe together, but that you are having your individual experience, that you aren't looking to me for guidance. You aren't looking to other people to do the right thing. I want you to do what's right for you in the moment. And so as we move up these energy centers, we're going to have a question, you know, who are you? Where are you? Kind of a question to think about for the length of a song or so, as we move through these different things. And the essential oil will help you just focus on that one aspect. And then we'll move up through your whole body. And then afterwards, so I like sometimes I'm more energetic and really moving and you're just like into what we're doing and just sweating it up. But then you've also like applied all these beautifully smelling essential oils. And so you're like tired from moving so much and sweaty from moving so much, but you smell fabulous and energized and like you could take on the whole world. And yeah, it's just amazing. Like you could think, wow, I walked in here so tired and I'm walking out tired because I used my muscles and used my body. But you're also like, you're on fire because you're just so, so energized and have just opened all that stuff up.
Ooh, that does sound exciting because like you said at the very beginning, it really is helpful because there are going to be people that attend that don't know anybody. That it took all of their courage to get on the plane or get on the train and get to the event. They're exhausted. Maybe they didn't have the greatest travel time, or for the first time in a long time, they decided to put themselves first. And they're questioning, is it going to be worth it? Am I going to get along with any of these people? Does it align with my values, my morals? And will I have a good time?
Yeah.
And this is a great place to start where you come in. Carrie is absolutely amazing. She's so welcoming of every person in every way. And she will make you feel at home. She'll make you feel like you belong in this space, in this time, at this event. And then to also apply the essential oils and to feel that kind of energy and empowerment. It's a beautiful way to start the event where you will be tried and tested throughout the 4 days of different modalities, different holistic approaches, and seeing what works best for you and your body. And because that's really important. Not everything works for everyone. And yeah. So you get to try and test all these different modalities and figure out, oh yes, that works for me. Oh yes, that works for me. Oh no, I'm not so much into that one. So that you can go home with actual resources and knowledge. Like my body and my mind really responded to these types of modalities. And when you come out of a session that Carrie described, is like you are feeling empowered to make those decisions. You are feeling scared when you went in and you're leaving empowered. And that is an incredible gift.
So true. So true. And sometimes what I love that we have all this, I also don't want you to feel overwhelmed by all the choices you're going to have, because I've done events or gone to events sort of early on in my journey. And I'm just like, oh, what's that? I don't know anything about that. But I've allowed myself to have that seed planted. So that might not be for me right now, but at least I'm aware of that. Whatever it may be, whatever modality, whatever thing. So then maybe a year from now, somebody goes, hey, have you heard of whatever? And you go, ah, yes. Now I'm ready to find out more about that. Now I'm ready to see where that seed is.
I think that's a really important point, is that you come in being open and ready to experience what the event is going to offer you. Because in the previous episodes, the practitioners also spoke about being ready to receive. And so if you are open and experiencing all these different modalities, and then as Carrie mentioned, is maybe later on, maybe at that moment it doesn't feel right, but after your intuition or life takes you down the path of being exposed to it multiple times, just like she was with essential oils, then you're like, okay, I'm ready. And then you're open to receive all the benefits and all the knowledge and the resources that the modality offers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So Carrie, I want to ask you about one or two examples of your previous clients that you have worked with. And I want you to tell us about maybe something they came to you with and how you assisted them in this ailment and what was the end result?
Okay. Wow. Very early on in my massage career, somebody had bought a gift voucher. And, oh, here, I'm going to give this to my mom. And I was like, okay. And then I never heard from the mom. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll just follow up and just see. And she goes, oh, no, I'm not really into massage. And I had just started doing massage. So I was like, well, why don't I come to your house? And I said, I'll do the massage. If you don't like it, then you just tell me to stop and I will pack up my things and leave. No problem. So this important side note, everything, it's your body. You get to say yes or no. Even if we're in the middle of a session and it's not for you, you can say no. You can change your mind, okay? You are empowered with, it is your body. So oftentimes, I've sidetracked myself now, oftentimes people go, oh, well, you're the massage therapist. You're the expert. You know, you are the expert of your body. So this client, she said, no, I don't like massage. I was like, okay, why don't I just come? Cause we have this gift voucher. I'll come and I'll work on you. You don't like it, I leave, no problem. End the session. Okay. So we get to talking and turns out that people had just come up to her, you know, with basically without consent, grabbed her shoulders, squeezing on the shoulders, too much pressure. And that did not work for her. And they did not, you know, listen when she said, don't do that. So she's like, nope, I don't like massage. I don't want anybody touching me. Wrote the whole thing off. So I was like, okay. And I did all these assessments, muscle assessments on range of motion and how she was moving. And she was very stiff here, there. And I wrote all that down. And then I did the massage and I said, okay, now we're going to just do these assessments again. And she could see the improvement. And so that was one thing that was very concrete that, oh, wow, that did change. In that small session, that did change my range of motion in my neck, the pain in my shoulder. And I saw her every 2 weeks from that day forward for 20 years until I had to sell my business and move to Ireland. So I moved. And I saw her every 2 weeks and that helped. She had some autoimmune issues. And that was the one thing, the one non-negotiable, even as the economy changed, her job situation changed, her family situation changed, that she kept as a non-negotiable. I have to come see you every 2 weeks for my health. And so if coworkers are like, well, where are you off to? She wouldn't say a massage therapy appointment, which I don't think there should be a stigma, but she's like, I'm going to my therapy. I'm going to see my therapist. And then people wouldn't ask her questions about it.
Clever she was.
She could be, that's how important. She did not want anybody stopping her from doing the thing that she literally had to do every 2 weeks for herself. And similarly, I had another client that that had MS, and it was the same thing. If we do this every week, that's the thing that's making it so I can at least maintain the her wellness. So yeah.
Wow. Those are quite the stories where you think about how much of a difference that you made in people's lives and their wellness and their health, and how much you gave back to them by doing massage.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things is, and this will demonstrate, I have a client, same thing, that she was like, oh, no, I don't like massage, but maybe if we just do something really short. And I was like, okay, and get her on the tip. So she came in, she had a cane, a walking stick, and she came in and, you know, set her cane down there by the chair, got on the table. I put my hands right on her. And she goes, can we do 45 minutes instead of 30 minutes? So that's how quick the it changed. As soon as I put my hands on her, she's like, can we do more time? I don't want to say I hadn't done anything at that point, because obviously I welcomed her in. I made her feel comfortable. I worked within her limits, got her on the table. And then I worked, did the 45 minutes on her. And she got up and she left. And then she came back about 10 minutes later, and she's like, I forgot my walking stick. So.
Wow.
Oh,
that is quite a story. Yes. And I'll tell you guys, listeners out there, that while Carrie is absolutely an expert in movement and massage and essential oils, she is also an expert in making people feel welcomed and heard and seen and loved and cared for. It's absolutely her superpowers. And there is absolutely no way that you will not fall completely in love with Carrie and want to do everything that she offers, because she just has that kind of welcoming persona, the way that you just want to be near her and her energy.
Thank you, Rachel. That's amazing.
Of course. And I mean every word of that. I want to ask you also, do you have a story about your essential oils, someone you've helped, or they came to you with a particular ailment or problem, and then you said, okay, here's your script for essential oils, and then what was their result?
My friend Rachel, but also my husband, like we already talked about, biggest skeptic, and then that he is just using it in the everyday routine. We take the vitamins and everything. Another story, like I was saying, my massage clients, I'd been working on them and just thinking, gosh, how could I get more results? How could I get better results? And I was like, oh, well, just throw this oil on there and see how it goes. And they're just like, oh, I was just so melted. And the relaxation was deeper, and it was so easy on my end to just apply. And that just shows you the purity and the quality and how effective and consistently effective these oils are. Another story, say my mother is very sensitive to perfumes, chemicals, things like that. We don't burn, you know, flavored candles, which are just chemicals, by the way, getting all into your lungs and on your body and everything. So sensitive. So I did my own purity test when I did this very technique when I first started, when I first learned it. I was like, can you come? She was always, when I first started massage, she goes, oh, you need someone to practice on. I was like, yes. So she would bring me groceries in exchange for massage, which was great when I was living on my own and just starting out. So to have peanut butter and jelly and bread and things, you know, that you need when you're just starting out. So, I said, can I do this aroma touch technique on you? And layered the 8 oils on her, and for her to just get up and go, that was amazing. And not having a reaction of sneezing and coughing and, you know, like that she would if even somebody walked past her in the store that had fabric softener on their clothes or hairspray or cologne or anything, that she was just like, oh, that was fantastic. I was like, there's my purity check right there. I don't need any other evidence of how pure and how effective and how amazing these oils are. So that's one of many.
That is quite a testament to the oils and your practices and the effectiveness of them. So, Carrie, I want to ask you is that, as you mentioned at the very beginning of the session, is that you are based in Ireland and this event is taking place in Mazy-Saint-Bois, France. So, what is your reason that you wanted to be involved and participate in this event?
I'm a huge fan of Rachel. But also your whole vision, I resonate so incredibly with your vision and what you're doing here and your motivation. I know your motivation. When you talk about it, I can just feel that passion, that pull. And yeah, just get to spend time with you and get to spend time in that environment, very natural healing environment. Yeah, and just to be able to give to folks that maybe new to this kind of healing, or maybe they're well on their way, and let's just have some fun together.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. That is so kind. And I am so honored to have you as a practitioner at the event. And I just feel so blessed that you are willing to fly and come over to France to be part of the event. And I know with absolutely no doubt that you will make such an impact on the attendees that will be coming on. Even the practitioners that are there is they'll come to you for, assistance and guidance and also a healing. Because even if you are already on your way and you've already, you've put two or three practices into your life, is when you come to this type of event, there's going to be some form, some holistic practice that you've never been exposed to. And that you're like, oh wow, I can also implement this into my life. Because the more that we can holistically support our lives, in my opinion and my experience has shown me that the less pain I feel, the less stress I have, and the more resources I have when I'm not telling you that life is stressless or that horrible things don't happen because they happen to all of us, or things that feel like they break your life into shambles. All of those happen to everyone. But with having a variety of holistic modalities and resources is when you're at a stable point again, you can reach for this. Or even if you're struggling, you can reach for that just to feel just slightly better. And I want to tell all of you that, even with Carrie being an expert and me being on a really long healing journey from where I came from to where I am now, is that neither of us are at a point where, like, we don't need any help anymore. We don't need any support. Of course, we need everyday support. And for me, right now, you may not hear it and you might feel my excitement, which is truly authentic. But also on the other side of me is I have just lost my mother and part of my emotion status is very broken, like very grieving and very upset. And why I've turned to my essential oils to help me build back up my confidence, my feeling of being okay, in being letting myself have those emotions, letting space be hurt, like letting space so that I can feel sad for a moment, but also being like, okay, you've honored those emotions, and now I can use the essential oils to pick me back up, to get me going, get me motivated. And I also turn to so many other modalities. And I know that even if you are in your best place or your worst place when you attend this event, there's going to be something for you. There's going to be a modality that is going to help you, that is going to be able to support you in your life, to help you with anxiety, your stress, physical pain, mental illness, autoimmune disease. There's so many things that can assist you that will be here. And essential oils are going to be so impactful in your life. And I encourage you all to come. And also another shout out to Carrie. Just, I am so thankful that you have come on the podcast today to tell us about and what you'll be offering and to walk us through what we'll be experiencing when we come.
Yay, thank you so much, Rachel, for having me here. And thank you so much for sharing yourself and how you're having two emotions and you still get up and do it, right? And that's really, really impactful, I think, for folks to hear that, yeah, you got to get up and keep going, right? And you can still be excited, and it doesn't mean that there aren't tough times. But anyway, thank you so much for having me here. And I look forward to seeing everybody out there in the forest.
Oh, we are excited. And absolutely, Carrie, I 100% agree because I want people to hear that this isn't just a shiny event. It's not like, oh, all these people and practitioners are fully healed. They know exactly what to do. They never have any problems. And that, they can't relate to my life at all. Where really, that's the furthest thing from the truth is that all of us are having different experiences in our life in real time, and that we're all real people, and that we have chosen to go down different life paths that have educated us about holistic modalities. And now, because of our own experiences, we want to give back to the attendees and we want to give back to other people because we know that we've suffered and that we have found modalities that have helped us. And we've seen in real time how they can help other people. And now we want to give all that back to the people that will be attending.
Yes.
For all of you listeners out there, if you have held hung in with us, listen to this podcast, then I have a gift for you. If you go over to www.rachelcudronevents, RachelcudronEvents events with an S .com, and you go and purchase your ticket and you scroll down to the discount code. If you put in podcast, real easy to remember, podcast, you will get 10% off your tickets. So definitely run over there right the second, grab your ticket so you can experience essential oil and all the other modalities that we'll be offering. And I cannot wait to see you there.